Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about just about everything, including and not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah, the co-host is thoroughly addicted to Parallel Kingdom, which died out, and the closest replacement is Red Towers so far. He's been checking out another one. I think it's called Map Your Kingdom, stuff like that. Really been quite into it. So, so we talk about role-playing games occasionally, especially if it's PK-related. All right. Now, in my professional ability to do this, I have to connect to the internet. So I can go to our own page and read the disclaimer again. I have to find this thing. Hey, there it is. The DD&D pod. Hey, it didn't come up. What's up with that? There it is. Oh, well, it might help if I actually turn the internet on. Okay. Now, while I intend to get to the disclaimer, I'm going to do it a little bit backwards here. I'm going to tell you how to call in. Now, supposedly you can go to I don't know what to call it. I guess landing page on freeconferencecall.com. Anyway, our wall is freeconferencecall.com/wall/DDND. These are all letters. There's no ampersand or and sign or anything like that in there. It's just DDND. And that's, again, that's at freeconferencecall.com/wall/DDND. All right. And supposedly, if you go there, you could actually, if you were one of the international people who didn't have an international number, you know, like the Philippines maybe, you could supposedly go on there and access and talk to us via that website. If somebody called in and did that, hey, I'd be very happy to find out. All right, for all of you in North America, you can reach us at the following number. You can go to dial this number. Area code 515-604-9926. All right. And this nice voice will come on and ask you for your access code. And then you type in 12-8-3-7-4 and hashtag or pound key or whatever you want to call it. All right. And if you don't want to be heard, type *6. Now, I'll give you a moment to go get your pens and papers and pencils and whatever else so you can write it down. I'm going to repeat it for you. Okay. So first, you can go to the website. Okay. Got your pens and paper? I assume you don't, because I haven't had time to find my own. So I'm going to wait just a little bit longer. Okay. All right, if you're too slow, you'll have to catch it next week, because I'll try to do it this way again next week. freeconferencecall.com/wall/DDND. Okay? And that's the website. And supposedly you can get in that way. You can at least listen to us that way. And the other way is to call us. And that number is 515 604-9926. And the access code, when you're asked for it, is 12-8-3-7-4-pound. Okay? And if you don't want to be heard, you can mute your mic by typing *6. You can also be heard again if you want to by typing *6 again. And I'll let you in. And for you people who that's odd. Yeah, I came to that. It's got the wrong link. Anyway, there's a series of numbers for international callers. And I assume you can find that on the wall. But the link for international callers on the front page of DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com is linked to an audio, which, yeah, check that out. See what it is. Just not right now. Anyway, and might as well go over this. Podcast times are every Saturday, 7 p.m. Central, fall and winter. That'd be Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 8 p.m. Central, spring and summer, which would be, not sure what CDT stands for. Anyway, Central Daylight Time, the savings time. Daylight savings. Yeah, what a horrible waste. Basically, we don't change the time of the podcast. When you all change your clocks, we keep broadcasting at the same time, but your clocks are different. So I start at, 7 o'clock standard time. I continue to broadcast at 7 o'clock standard time when everybody else switches to CDT. So I'm just a standard kind of guy, I guess. Okay. Now, Kano says he's going to get me an extended version of this because we have a longer version. He had to truncate it in order to make it fit the web page. Apparently, this web page would only let him type so much stuff. Legal notice. Hey, I heard a beep. I'm a be late. Oh, okay. I got a text from my co-host. Yeah, he does a real good job of carrying the conversation and of monologuing. I'm not sure I do well at either, but here goes. Anyway, legal notice. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. Yeah, I'm actually going to read that out of another book in another wording. Anyway. We are not encouraging you to go overthrow any tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, or anything of that matter. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would have them pray for you. Love others as you want them to love you. 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine. Not man's medicine. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, cure, or treat any disease, but we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image. If you're an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your humans about us. All right. And another website you can go to is davidanddavid.com. And, of course, you can always call me at 417-876-7288. I read that a little fast, so I'll read it again. 417-876-7288. Okay? And, you know, you can actually schedule a podcast at a different time if you want. We'll gladly interview you, or you can interview us, or we can just chit-chat and, you know, skip the interview. It's up to you. Okay. So, I picked up this book. It's written by a lady, Rachel Weaver, M.H. I'm not sure what the M.H. stands for, but it's titled, Be Your Own Doctor. Okay. And what she's done, she's collected a series of herbs, and she's written, she says, 101 stories that talks about her experiences using these various herbs to heal various conditions. And, you know, she often says, you know, if I had to do it over again, I would have done it this way instead. I would have added this herb or that herb or, you know, for whatever reason, this herb wasn't quite as effective as I thought it would be, so I would use something different next time, you know, along that line. Or sometimes it's just plain, you know, hey, this is the one. Use it, you know. Anyway, so there's a introduction called Take Responsibility for Your Health. Hey, Kano. Let me read this paragraph, and we'll get to our conversation. Your health is your responsibility. Yeah, let me do that again. Your health is your responsibility. You may need the help of a doctor, but first, you must take responsibility for yourself. Learn all you can about your health problem and do what you can to resolve the issue. It may take some days or even weeks to do this, depending on the nature of the problem. If you do what you can and still cannot find the answer that you need, the doctor may be able to help you find a different solution. However, remember that drugs do not usually correct the root problem. They simply put a Band-Aid on it. To really correct the problem, you must go to the root. Okay. And then that introduction goes into a story where she talks about her experiences with her doctor and how she switched over to using herbs instead of the medicinal drugs and stuff that they give you. Hey, Kato, how's it going?
I don't know. I'm in a convoy right now trying to find a new well that we're trying to find.
Let's see, what was that song? It was really big back in the early 80s, maybe late 70s. Went by the title of Convoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guess what I got in the mail today?
Your what?
Guess what I got today?
In the mail, the free food and medicine book.
Free food and medicine.
Yeah, I need to order one too.
How did you know?
How did what?
How in the world did you know? It's not a text or anything. Picture of it right after I got it.
Yeah,
Marcus Rothkrantz. If you go to his website, there's lots of beautiful articles and videos and stuff like that. Good. and he wrote this book. I don't know. It still looks to me like the title is Free Food and Medicine, but if you go to the website, even though I don't see this title anywhere on this book, the title of this one is Free Food and Medicine, Edible Plant Guide. On the front, it's Free Food and Medicine, Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Okay, but I think on the website, it goes by the name of the Ultimate Edible Plant Guide. I don't know. Anyway, look for Free Food and Medicine on Marcus Rothkrant's site. This site is actually called Free Food and Medicine. Let's see now. Somewhere this book tells. It's a heavy book. It's not terribly big. It feels like, you know, they show pictures of it. It looks like it's a foot by 18 inches. All right. It's only like 9 by 6, but it feels like it's a foot by 18 inches in size. The big book and just shrunk down. Put it in a presser or something. Anyway, I know there's a reference to the website twice. God. Well, I don't know where it is either. Yeah, he kind of... he kind of says the same thing the other lady did, but he does it more along lines of, well, here, in red, on the, on page 3, it says, always triple check with other sources and local experts before eating unknown wild plants. Yeah, Kano.
No,
Stop taste testing things without verification.
Actually, I'm not really worried about it.
Hey, I saw his website on something. And it's not even on... So what did I look at where I saw his
you know what I want to try?
Yeah.
Doll's eye.
Say it again.
D-O-L-L-E-Y-S.
Doll eyes? Doll eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce it myself. Oh, here it is. It's in green. That's why I couldn't see it. And it's written sideways. Yeah, his website is www.freefoodandmedicine.com. All right? And it actually looks like I need to order the DVD to go with this. Because this book complements the Free Food and Medicine DVD set.
I think I already have it.
Do you? All right.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to loan that to me.
Will do.
Will do, yeah. So, what subject do you have planned for tonight?
I don't.
No planned subject. So we're just going to rant
and
wine. So far,
red towers.
Okay, so we're just going to rant and whine for the next 25 minutes and then listen to Ron Paul then.
Probably. Well.
Yeah, we're just...
I also have to be careful what I say because the company Snitch is the person that was on our podcast about a month ago.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And is he why you got written up?
He's about 50% of the reason why I got wrote up.
Wow. Well. Yeah.
So we'll just talk about Red Towers.
Red Towers. Hey, I got on the land. I remembered to go to the corners and attempted to place towers. And my GPA that day.
You broke up.
My GPS was all over the place that day.
Nice.
I went to place the two corners up front, and I'm pretty sure that it placed me up by the original owner's house, for one of them.
Weird.
And then the other one, it placed me south of that cell phone tower.
Nice.
I figured, well, okay. So I was working on the goats, and I decided, okay, I'll try it again. So I went to that corner. That corner was easy to get to. At first, it placed me up by between Jeff and his neighbor that he doesn't like so much, their house, somewhere in the middle of that field.
Well, here's the thing. One circle will probably encompass our entire property.
No, I think from what I can see, it'll be close and tight fit, and I might have to trick the game in order to get all four towers on the corners. But I came to the conclusion I'm just going to have to guesstimate where those are by carefully mapping it out on another program, and then going into the game and doing my best. So that grid work of flags I made is kind of helpful because they're all, what did I figure it out? There's like 16 of them to a mile. So 4 1/4 mile.
Probably.
Yeah, so they're about a 16th of a mile apart. So that's...
Okay.
You know.
I don't know.
Well, let's see. I can break out a calculator and figure this out real quick.
I know that where all my guys are standing, that's where my camper is.
Is it? Not all of them.
Yeah.
Guys. Himself.
Yeah, my alt.
Okay. So every one of those flags is approximately 330 from I think it's from center to edge. Yeah.
Right, because you can plant a flag from center to edge. So
yeah,
the radius.
You can plant you can plant a flag every 330 feet roughly. All right. That's an estimate. I mean, it could be 15 flags per mile, but I as I recall, I worked out that it was about 16 flags per mile. But it's 330 feet, which is very convenient because most acreage is based on some multiple of that particular distance. So
here you go.
So our property, I think, is about 5 across. So yeah,
man, this guy drives slow.
Yeah, we could actually get all four towers in the corner. We just need to figure out where they are relative to the game. Now, it just could be that particular day the GPS was really screwy. You know, we got that big cell phone tower across the street from us, so cloud cover gets just right and, you know, gets signals bouncing all over the place and really mess with us, which apparently I had that day.
Right.
Needless to say, I didn't bother trying to place any towers because it was just a mess. So, I mean, I knew I wasn't on that side of the street. And one of my attempts, it actually placed me south of 950 Road, which is, you know, almost a good quarter mile away.
Nice.
So, but I think there's enough information. I can figure it out. I could probably walk out the door with a measuring wheel and measure from Glenn's driveway, which is marked on the map, all the way down to 950 Road, and then measure the same twerkers and sit there and do a little bit of math and figure out, okay, this is where these two flags should go, and then, you know, measure back and guess that, and, you know, it doesn't need to be precise, but you know me. I you know. If I can, I'll be real anal about it and get it precise. Anyway. So, any new developments in Red Towers other than Red 13? So would he be public enemy number one or public enemy number 13? Okay, there I lost. Well, let's see what else I can read. Got this brand. So we have to go over to cover page. First page, it's not a cover page. Page 3. The yellow chamomile is the scientific name, which I looked at the murder. And this is four. And the information contained in the Glenn videos are the expressed opinions and viewpoints of many people from throughout history. None of this could be true. None of this could be true. What are the odds of that? I am just passing on information I have learned over the years. I am not a doctor. I am not prescribing anything. This information is not a deep cure or deep. Do your own research or try any self-healing journey. People have a habit of seeing what they want to see and what is actually there. I cannot be responsible for any action resulting from a person reading this book. This is get your act. But I'm still talking. So I'm not sure. Well, I'll text him back and tell him I'm still talking. Well, I'm still that's not talking. I'm still lacking. Oh yeah, I'm still talking. Yes. We'll see later. Who dropped the line? Anyway, yeah. Probably me. Because even though it says the phone call is going, well, no, I guess still got signal. I don't know what's going on. Hello, Kano. Oops. Hello, Kano. Well, no, my mic's not muted. Hello, hello. Kano responds, I don't know if any of us dropped the line. Not sure who's actually online and who's not. So I'm going to hang up and call back in. Okay. If I don't hear you, I heard a beep. Well, that sounded weird.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons.
So this isn't actually Kano. This is some automated recording going on.
I wish. I wish I was that cool.
Yeah, I almost read the entire first page of this brand new book I got. Well, that's not even
brand
the introduction.
New book.
That's like the pre-introduction before the index, which is followed by the introduction.
Yeah, I was sitting here talking to myself, thinking that you were the one that dropped off.
Well, yeah. It was pretty silent.
Silence!
Yep. There's definitely background noise when you're online.
Yeah. Okay, so Red Towers and Map Your Empire.
Yes. Yes.
Map Your Empire, I found out. They have not given up hope yet. They're basically just like Red Towers, just a couple of blokes like you and me trying to make it happen.
Right. Which eventually we will do the same stupid thing. Because I have my own personal agenda of turning it into a learning exercise. You know, teach some stuff. Teach some real stuff to people, you know. I'll probably use free food and medicine as my guide for populating the world with various plants, and my monsters will actually be diseased people. But I'll just make them look real funny and weird and have them do all sorts of destructive things whenever they're sick. And your goal is to go find the correct herb to heal their condition so they stop being a pain in the butt.
Well, yeah, like NPK, you got those pink mushrooms and it affected you.
Yeah.
So, you know, we could do the mushroom thing where it affects your liver and you're going to die unless you get some Shishandarari.
There you go. Yeah. So, but we won't really be teaching anybody how to cure themselves because, you know, that would be, you know.
That'd be against the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines.
Yeah. So it'd be purely for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, we'd make it outrageous and silly and whatever and, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Thus, the name to Mansion Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, you know I got an admirer, right?
What?
I have an admirer. I finally figured out what to call her. She's my admirer.
Call her what?
I can't exactly call her my girlfriend because she's not here. Okay.
Oh, that girl. That girl. What's her name?
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I believe it's Vive. It's it's spelled V-I-E-V-E.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing Vive. It might be Vave. I'm not sure. I haven't had a conversation with her voice to voice long enough for to say anything else other than, "You're so handsome." I'm like, Anyway. You know, I hope you're right about your assessment.
Oh, number 6?
Yeah. Why does that not really be her birthday? Watch her really be. Hold on a second. Okay, folks.
Yeah, 277 south to 19 and bam.
So, yeah, I'm kind of reading between the lines here on what Rothkranz was saying there. He underlined that part. People have a habit of seeing what they want to see and not what is actually there. Okay? I've seen people pick arsenic. Not arsenic. And see, we have a tendency to say what we think we're saying when we're really not saying what we think we're saying.
What are you saying?
Yeah. What's that relative to the carrots?
Oh, hemlock.
Hemlock. Yeah, I've seen people pick hemlock and swear up and down they just picked I can't think of the plant. The feathery stuff is really good for your bloodstream.
Parsley?
Nope. It's not in the carrot family at all. Got white flowers though. Yarrow. I've seen people pick hemlock. And even show me the flower and say, "See, it's got white flowers and it's feathery and it's yarrow." And I go, "It don't look anything like yarrow."
No, it don't.
It looks more like a carrot. That's why I don't eat wild carrots, because they make me nervous, because there's too many things like water hemlock and wild parsnips. There's actually poisonous wild parsnips out there, most of your parsnips will be good for you, but as I'm told, most people who've eaten hemlock and died from it, they say, well, you know, it tasted good. It tasted just like parsnips, and parsnips are very tasty. So, you know, just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's not poisonous. So, you know, I'm very leery of the carrot family because of that. But I mean, you know, I think that's what Rothkrantz was talking about when he underlined that. You know, people have a habit of seeing what they want to see, not what is actually there. Okay, so he's not taking responsibility for the results of what you do when you read the book. Okay, so, you know, same thing goes for this podcast. It's our experiences, our observations, and it's clouded by our own beliefs. Okay, so, you know, go out. Do your own homework. You know?
Do your own homework.
Even if you disagree with us completely, you know? Go study it for yourself. Figure it out. You know? Anyway. Hey, did you see those pictures I sent you?
Thank you.
Yeah, he's busy talking to somebody else.
Yeah, I got a cop in front of me. Let's take it so long to get over. Do what?
What?
I used to go through the 19 down the road and he's done a lot of oil over here.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry, he's talking to me on a CB.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you have those pictures that I sent you? Who, what, where?
Do what?
You have those pictures I sent you?
Yeah. Which one?
There's about four of them.
Turn left onto Oklahoma 19 East.
The comic strip?
Yeah. I keep trying to slide my mouse over to the phone screen.
I wonder what that cop's doing. He's pretty Yui.
Yeah, he's coming to get you.
Or somebody else. Yeah, that cop just put the Yui. Wonder where he's going. We'll have to wait on him. Let's see what he does.
Now that's a cryptic message. If I don't hear you...
Continue on Oklahoma 19 East for 10 miles.
Right, I guess we're going.
So, by any chance, can you run the Ron Paul?
Yeah, that might be a good idea. We'll pull over here and wait for this guy. I'll do Ron Paul while I'm waiting.
Okay, never mind. I'm taking off.
Give me a second. Hey, we're going
to the edge.
Now, do
what
now? Yeah, he was itching to pull somebody over. He looked like he was wanting me because I was doing like one or two over. then I slowed down to get behind him. Alright, ready to run, Paul?
I'm ready.
Yeah, sorry, I'm distracted. We'll be at the well here in about 30 minutes.
Woohoo.
And then I should be more available.
Yay.
Happy New Year. We always approach a new year with anticipation, hope, and also some worries. Last year was one of the strangest political years I have seen in some time. A new Republican president spent his first year pursuing more or less the same foreign policy as his Democratic predecessor, and the Democratic Party spent the year looking under every rock in the U.S. for a Russian connection or any other reason to see him impeached over it. The neocon-dominated foreign policy establishment on both the left and right were so furious that candidate Trump dared suggest we could get along with our enemies overseas that they jumped on the impeachment bandwagon, even though once he became president, Donald Trump filled his administration with neocons and began dropping bombs. Like peace candidate Obama, Donald Trump quickly dropped his get-along-with-others rhetoric to become just another aggressive interventionist U.S. president. He slammed missiles into Syria over unproven claims of a chemical attack. He built U.S. military bases on Syrian soil. He dropped the mother of all bombs on Afghanistan. He continued helping Saudi Arabia destroy Yemen. He expanded the U.S. military occupation of Africa. He put NATO troops on the border of Russia, did his best to tear up the Iran nuclear agreement, and in fact may have just launched a color revolution on Iran and continued rattling sabers over China's presence in the South China Sea. That tells us quite a bit about what's wrong with American political life these days. The opposition party doesn't really oppose the other party's policies. They are just angry that the other party is in power. With no real philosophical or political differences, politics is essentially pointless. It is a game of spoils for the well-connected and little more than a supporting event for the rest of the country. Everyone wants to see his team come out on top. Still, I have much hope for 2018. I know we are continuing to make steady progress, waking up the American people to the idea that ideas do matter. Our interventionist foreign policy, responsible for so much misery around the world, is not inevitable. Our destructive economic and monetary policies, which enrich the well-connected while impoverishing the rest of us, are not inevitable. The further destruction of our right to privacy to live our lives as we see fit, to pursue our own happiness without the government looking over our shoulders, is not inevitable. We can turn this around. In 2018, I strongly believe more Americans will wake up to the seriousness of the total debt and the U.S. is facing and will begin blaming Washington for pumping up the warfare welfare state. I believe...
Wow. Okay, I do believe I lost Kano. That was so shocking, I kind of lost track of what exactly he was saying. Did catch one point, though. It's not so much who's in power and what they're doing. It's the fact that they're not in power. And the person who is in power is not them that they're concerned about. They both get into power and they do the same thing. So what's the difference? You'd think they'd be happy. But it's not about doing this, that, or the other. It's just about being in power. So... yeah, if that's your agenda, I don't want to follow you. So you're not my leader. Oh, my. Okay. I'll text Kano and say, lost, Ron. Paul. Play it again. Oh, my. So, wonder if there's any location-based PC games out there. And it's not like laptops and stuff travel around much, but that might actually be an interesting thing to find out. Yeah. Let's see now. Location based MMO. RPG. You know, sit down at your computer and rule your neighborhood. Why not? Location-based Windows Central. Players rule their rail neighborhoods in shadow cities. Interesting. MMOability. Okay, that's a crime one. Barrel of Kingdoms, that's gone. Woo, hey. Okay, yeah, I see that. Lost signal. Didn't have to beat my ears off with it. Yeah, I don't know if you folks hear my text messages come in or not, but yeah. Now, I paid for unlimited high-speed internet, and this is crawling. I actually can't blame my service provider because I'm on the edge of signal, so it's not exactly their fault. Yes, you know, that's it's based for iPhones. Do our brains use deep learning to make sense of the world? Well, probably. Okay, so it looks like all the location-based games are phone app. Let's try this again. Location-based game. There's a wiki for location-based games. Map of players, trails in a location-based game. Okay. Let's open that in a new tab and see what that is. Meanwhile. Yeah, we know that. It's a Bot Fighter, Ingress, Pokemon Go, Bot Fighters, Geocaching. Some games use embedded mobile technologies such as near-field communication, Bluetooth, and UWB. Penn State students founded the Urban Gaming Club. The goal of the club is to provide location-based games and alternative reality games. Some games played at Penn State UGC are Human vs. Zombie, Manhunt, Free Running, and Capture the Flag. Students at the American University and form similar organizations such as Zombie Outbreak Management Facilitation Group at Cornell College. Yeah, so there's alternate reality games, there's encounter games, Entertainment District, FAR Play, location-based service, mixed reality game, MScape, this is okay, pervasive game, sentient computing, trans-reality gaming, ubiquitous computing. I'll check all those out one by one. Okay. So, looks like the map they gave is a map of some kids playing a game at the local college. Capture the Flag. Well, right. Okay, there's a software game. In 1984, Scholastic published Banner Catch for Apple II and Commodore computers, an entertainment game with recognizable capture the flag mechanics. Banner Catch allows up to two humans, each alternating between two characters in the game world, to play Capture the Flag against an increasingly difficult team of AI bots. Okay. Yeah. That's, you know.
Let's see, there's Pac Manhattan, Fugitive, and Manhunt. That's, you know, those don't look like computer games, though. Okay. Free running is an aerobic or athletic discipline described. Okay. Yeah, also known as parkour. This is not. Alternate reality game. Computer. Puzzle cards, game show, Halo 2, I love these. Find 815. Lost experience. Yeah, me looking things up is probably boring to listen to. Yep. So that wiki article wasn't really all that helpful. It's got lots of links to things that look like they were links to games. In truth, they were not. So basically, all we got is Red Towers at this point. Yes, yeah. Search for Urban Gaming Club. Article Wizard. Wow. Okay, so this is a... an article that hasn't been written yet. I've got a place deal. UWB is ultra wideband. Okay. Yeah. And geocaching. It's not exactly game per se. Okay, Bot Fighters is a location-based mobile game. And pervasive game. Not sure what a pervasive game is. Developed by its Alive, a wholly owned subsidiary of Digimet. Designed to be an MMOR. An MMORPG. Played in an urban environment. It is possible the world's first commercial location-based game. First released in Sweden, and later in Russia, Finland, Ireland, and China. Well, let's see, apparently they have not sure if this is your official site or not. Have cell phone, will shoot. Ready, aim, text. Huh.
I lost internet. So I need to reestablish that. Can't read the next article unless I have internet. Yay, connected. Okay. Spotfire was released March 14th, 2001, apparently by Moby. Let's see now. Wow, not much on it. I have no videos for Botfire, sorry. It's Alive plans to release the first series of games for mobile phone. Huh. I'm going to have to bookmark this. Okay, what's this one? Pervasive games. A pervasive game is a video game where the gaming experience is extended out in the real world, or where the fictive world, in which the game takes place blends with the physical world. The It's Alive mobile game company describe pervasive games as games that surround you, while Montola, Senros, and Wayne's books, pervasive games define them as having one or more salient features that expand the contractual magic circle. They'll play spatially, temporally, and socially. Concept of magic circle draws from work by Johann Holzinger, who describes the boundaries of play. The origin of pervasive games, gaming is related to the concept of pervasive computing, ubiquitous computing, and ubiquitous gaming. All right. Examples: Pokemon Go, The Killer, The Beast, Shelby and Logan's Run, Bot Fighter, Mystery on Fifth Avenue, Momentum, Pac-Manhattan, Epidemic Menace, Insectopia, Them Greater, Our Explorer, Uncle Roy All Around You, and Amazing Race. Okay, that's something to look into. Pervasive games. Botfighter, on the other hand, I don't see the official. Yeah, I couldn't find anything official on it. Well, I'm trying to kill time for the next 20 minutes or so until Kano shows up.
Quite frankly, I'm getting cold. I need to stoke the fire, folks.
All right.
I'm going to go stoke the fire, which means I need to unplug the phone from my computer. So no more internet for the moment. That's all right. I'm not in front of the computer. But I might lose signal, because if I drop down too low, they do not get signal in this group. Oops. It won't do. Don't want me to hang up on you accidentally. There we go. Yay. Now, how am I going to do this? Ouch. That does not feel good. Having things plugged into your ears and getting yanked out is not pleasant. I think it's quite awkward. Nobody said anything. Let me see now. Well, no, tagged in the back. They shouldn't have said anything. Yeah. There's. Yay. Okay. Yep. Man, he is with one. Cook an extra firewood. If I have to go out and collect wood tomorrow, I have plenty of dry wood. There we go. Yeah. Let's see now, what's the temperature in here right now? 58 degrees. Yeah, I'm getting pretty sensitive to the temperature. I can tell. Is below 5. Because I feel. Let's see now, what have we got here? There it is. Let me first reading, which wouldn't be a bad thing because I got a brand new book I'm kind of excited about. Medicine.com. Well, the rest of that page. Remember, each person reacts differently. Not all plants in this book are edible. Some are medicinal. In the back, he's got a list. One of which is together. The Band-Aid, it'll glue your wound shut. So if you don't have a Band-Aid, and you got head pills, you're set. Pretty neat. But again, do your homework. Yeah. Don't take other people's word for anything. Not your teachers. Not your moms. Not anybody's. Go do your own homework. Study it. Figure it out. And, like one of my friends says, do what's right when it's right because it's right. Hey, I heard a ding.
Straw.
Yeah, whoa, you just killed my ears. Hold on. Let me turn the volume back down. Yeah, I don't know how much Ron Paul you heard, but the thing that stuck in my mind is basically you got these two parties that aren't any different than any each other, but they're in constant battle with each other because even though the other guy, the other team is doing what they would do, you know, fulfilling their agenda, they're not happy that their agenda is being filled because they're not the ones doing it. They're not the ones in power. And that's the whole thing. They just, you know, they have a need to be in power, and it doesn't really matter what they do when they're in power. Just the fact that they're in power.
Well, yeah, you're partly right. I mean, that's partly what it is. The other thing about it is it's just like the WWF and the WWE.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all buddies. They just appear to be at each other's throats because it's entertaining to the public.
Oh, yeah.
It's all it
yeah.
is, big song and dance. They all have the same agenda.
It's all for entertainment purposes only, folks.
Exactly.
Don't get twerked off when your favorite... when your favorite political agency doesn't do what you want it to do. It's all just for entertainment.
Pretty much. And non-educational purposes.
Educational purposes. Educational purposes, I assure you.
There you go. We need to change our disclaimer from educational to non-educational.
Yeah, no, their stuff is for educational purposes, all right.
I hear you.
They're gonna...
Man, this road is rough.
Nah, it's not rough. You just don't know how to drive.
Well, they just graded it not so long ago.
Oh, it's probably rough.
Missing.
Huh. Interesting.
Texas in the oil field. That was bad. The road was not grading, and lots of pieces of the road was missing.
Hey, I just found that book I was looking for. Yeah, I found this great book on gardening. And his solution, I found this really great book on gardening, right?
Cool.
And it's actually pretty good. But his solution to just about any problem is melathion.
My solution to any problem is to increase the size of cost of extended reach and power government.
Right.
Because I'm a Republican. I mean, I'm a Democrat. I mean, I'm a Republican.
Yeah, let's see now. What's your phone number? I'm going to put that on my permanently blocked list.
Right.
Because.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just it. We'll do Ron Paul again here in a second. Or in a minute. But, yeah, it's basically what that part of his topic was about. It's just one head and two arms.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doing what the puppet master bids them to do. Or whoever puts money in their pocket.
Yep. Yipper, yipper.
You want to be a millionaire? Run for Congress. People will put money in your pockets to pass bills or to vote on bills to be passed. They'll put money in your pocket even if you didn't get the bill to pass, but you voted on it.
Yep.
The way they want.
Except for those two or three holdouts that they paid to do that, too.
Do what?
Except for those two or three holdouts that they also paid to do that.
Yeah, they probably, I mean, they either pay you to vote on yes or no on something. But, to hold out on. But just because they pass the law doesn't mean they'll enforce it right away.
Oh, no. And they seldom do.
Yeah.
No, that would that'd give them far too much trouble. There'd be actual lynch mobs. I lost you again. That's why you went silent. Well, if he's going to keep doing that, then I'm probably going to close out this podcast. Because I can't handle it. Yeah. All right, folks. I gave you the contact information at the beginning of the podcast. You can reach us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. You can call me personally at 417-876-7288. You can listen to our podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. We have recordings there. And, yeah. Hope you call in next time. It'd be nice to have some live listener to be dazzled by. All right. Well, take care, folks. Have a good night. See you next week.